Hachette Audio presents The Naughty 90s, The Triumph of the American Libido, written and read by David Friend.
For Nancy. Chapter 1, A Wednesday in November. November 15, 1995, at first glance, was a rather eroticized day in Washington, D.C. At 10 a.m., the Justice Department announced that fashion designer Calvin Klein and his company's ad agency had not violated U.S. law, even though they had hired inordinately youthful-looking models for a suggestive new jeans campaign. Later that morning, supporters of Hooters, the restaurant chain known for its bosomy T-shirt-clad waitstaff, staged a rally in D.C.'s Freedom Plaza. They had come to protest a federal sex discrimination ruling that called for male employees to be phased into the ranks of its women-only service crew. In response, dozens of Hooters girls assembled, citing political correctness run amok. Some lofted signs with such messages as, "Men as Hooters guys, what a drag." Outside the Capitol, too, there seemed to be eros in the air. Throughout the day, newscasts ran accounts of Britain's Princess Diana's adulterous relationship with James Hewitt, an officer in the Household Cavalry Regiment. Theaters showed trailers for the new James Bond film, GoldenEye, in which a sultry assassin named Xena on a top crushes men to death with her thighs and reaches orgasm as they explode.